Thursday is Yud Dalet Tammuz. We are on page 80, which is Mem Amud Beis Hilchos Tefillin Siman Lam Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch writes, "This is Din Tefillin B'Shabbos Yom Tov." The halacha of wearing Tefillin on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So the Shulchan Aruch writes in Sif Aleph, "B'Shabbos V'Yom Tov Asur L'Haniach Tefillin." One's not allowed to wear Tefillin on Shabbos nor on Yom Tov. B'Pnei Shem Atman Os. Because Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves serve as an oath, v'manicha behem oath acher. If you place another oath, namely tefillin, haya zilzul oath shalem. That ends up being disgraceful. It's a bizayon to the oath of Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Mishnah Berurah explains on the bottom here, sifkat and aleph v'yom tov sheni nami bechlal. Even in Chutz La'aretz, where we keep 2 days of Yom Tov, the second day Yom Tov, even though really we know it's Chol Hamoed, and even though it's perhaps the second day Yom Tov, even when it's perhaps a Yimei Chol, it's still asur to wear tefillin on those days, the Didam B'nei Chutz La'aretz, according to us. The asur l'haniach, v'afilu batilto, says the Mishnah Berurah, even to move them, yesh omrim gam kein to asur. There's an isur of muksa to move it, since you can't wear tefillin on Shabbos or Yom Tov, it has no purpose, and therefore becomes muksa. Im lo l'tzarach gufam o mekomam. Unless you need to use tefillin for something, I'm not sure what purpose you could use them for, more likely that you need the place of it, it's some area you need to get it out of the way to use it, it's perhaps in the way of your talus, then like any other muksa, you can move it for the tzarach guf, for the tzarach makom. Kishar kli shemachul iser, like any other kli, that's kli, even though it has to be utensil, but has an iser use, you can move it if it's tzarch mu'aguf, a tzarch makama. However, the Yesh Omrim says the Mishnah Berurah, dechidei shelo yiflu o shelo yignuvum, nami mutu l'talatum l'makum l'makum. Some say even further, that if you're not moving them because you need them, and you're not moving them because you need the place, you're simply moving them to protect them, so nobody steal them, which normally you're not allowed to do for a muksaidim. When it comes to tefillin, one's allowed to, u'bimakum hatachak yesh l'akil. Therefore, if there's really a great need, says Mishnah Berurah, you can rely on the makel opinion, that if you're concerned they may get stolen or might fall, you can, in fact, move the tefillin v'ayin b'ber halacha. But the typical case, if it comes up, if a person forgot his talus in the tefillin bag, you are allowed to get around and move the tefillin out of the way in order to get the talus. Then the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Gimel, Shehein Asman Os, that the days of Shabbos and Yom Tov themselves serve as an os. Bein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bein Yisrael. This is an os. It's a sign that we have such a relationship. Shenemar ki osi beini v'gomer. That's the Pasuk tells us that the Shabbos and Yom Tov serve as an os, as a sign of our relationship with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yom Tov gam kein mikir os, we also Yom Tov to Pesach Mitzrayim k'siv os. The Pesukim tell us that Mitzrayim, Pesach Mitzrayim rather, is called an os. V'hukshu kol mo'ad Hashem b'parshas Emor, and Parsha Emor connects all the mo'adim to Pesach. So just like Pesach is explicitly called an os, so too, vis-a-vis this hekesh, all the other mo'adim are called an os as well. And then he says, Sivkat n'dalat os acher, if you were to wear tefillin, it would be an additional os, an unnecessary os, d'hainu tefillin d'chsib behu v'ahelecha l'os ayadcha. That tefillin is also an os. If you were to wear tefillin, an additional os on top of Shabbos and Yom Tov, says he, then it's haya zilzul, says the Mishnah Berurah. It becomes a zilzul. Gam over mishum lav de baltosif. In addition to that, when you're wearing, doing a mitzvah, when you're really putter and you're trying to add on to days, this is a violation of Issa deraisa. Forget the zilzul. There's a more severe iser of an iser baltosif deraisa. Now, it's only violate the Isser Baal Tosef if you're wearing the tefillin for the sake of performing the mitzvah, being mekayim the mitzvah. The Avab Minicham Shalol L'Shem Mitzvah, if he wears the tefillin for perhaps not for the purpose of a mitzvah, then Ein Bo Mishum Baal Tosef, then there's no violation of Baal Tosef. V'gam Mishum Zilzul Ein Bo. He says, on top of that, there's not even a problem with Zilzul. Im Lo Shem Minicham Befarhesya De'az Asr Medir Banam. The only problem when there's a zilzil is when you're doing it l'shem mitzvah. So it's interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Mechaber says the only problem is really the zilzil, he says it's always also going to be the problem of Baal Tosef. Because if you don't have kavanah of the mitzvah, there's no Baal Tosef, and there's also no zilzil problem either. So just the tzarachin, why the Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the more severe iser of Baal Tosef. What's the purpose? I'm not sure. I don't know why one would do that. It's just creating a scenario, probably a very unlikely scenario. But who knows? He's showing his son how to wear tefillin or something. But not for the purpose of the mitzvah, just to show display to him. Then the Mishnah Berurah quotes V'yesh Machmir. There are those who are Machmir, who is the Taz and others, B'chol Gavna, Im Lo Shemunachim B'Bizayon, that if you're not being worn in a disgraceful way, you could go and have Motzi Tefillin B'Shabbos B'Sad, the Motzi L'Avshon L'Achnisam, Le'ir Derech Malbush, K'mo Shizbar L'Kamen B'Simin Shin Aleph. If a person is walking outside on Shabbos and he sees tefillin lying on the floor, he's allowed to wear them in order to bring them in to a proper place. And therefore, the other case, let's backtrack. Yesh Machmirin today, even if you wear them not for the purpose of mitzvah, you're still not allowed to wear them, it still will be a zilzal. And the only exception that you are allowed to wear tefillin, according to these opinions, is if it's found outside, unprotected, then you could wear them in order to bring them inside. But other than that, you're never allowed to wear them, even if it's not the purpose of the mitzvah. Then the Shulchan Aruch says in Siv Beis, Bechol HaMoed, Gamkin asul haniach tefillin metam hazeh ba'atzmo sheimeichol gamkin gamhimos. This is a big sugya, big machlokas. We'll see in a second the Ramah. But the Mechaber paskins, one is not allowed to wear tefillin even on Chol HaMoed, and that's how many nowadays paskin. Certainly the Sfardim and the Chassidim paskin this way. Not all Ashkenazim paskin this way though. But there's an issue to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed because Chol HaMoed is also an oath. So before you do the, actually let's do the Ramah. So the Ramah says, V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, Shechol HaMoed chai b'tefillin. No, the opposite. That Chol HaMoed is not an oath, and one is obligated to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. V'chein noagim mechol glilos elu, lanichem b'moed levar chalem. Says the Ramah, the custom where he lived and many other places was to wear tefillin and to say a bracha on top of that on Chol HaMoed. Ella, shein mevarchan aleihem b'kol ram. But don't say the bracha out loud. B'beis knesses kemo shar yimos hashana. Just say it more quietly, but you should still say the bracha. So the Mishnah Berurah explains on the bottom, Sifkat and Vav, Gam Hemos, that Chol HaMoed also is an os, but Pesach Achilas Matzah. The eating of the matzah is the os on Pesach. Ubisukkah Yeshivas Sukkah. Sitting in the Sukkah is the os on Sukkahs. He doesn't talk about Shavuos here because there's no Chol HaMoed Shavuos. By Yesh Omrim Svir Lahu, Kevin Shem Mutarn Basiyas Malacha, Minatara Leka Os. Others say no. If there's no Isser Malacha, there's a Mutta Tadud Malacha, then there is no Os. I don't care if I'm eating matzah, I don't care if I'm eating in the Sukkah. If there's no Isser Malacha, there can't be an Os, and therefore Chol HaMoed is not an Os. That's the Svara of the Mechaber. Lanicham B'moed, to wear them, so that's the Svara of the Ramah. Now Lanicham B'moed, says the Mishnah Berurah, to wear them on Moed, he's saying that one should, this is going on the Ramah, that one should wear the tefillin on Moed. The chalitza tefillin tzarich lios b'chol Moed kodem halal. But the halacha is, you have to remove the tefillin before halal on Chol HaMoed. V'achshav now, nagu eiz anashim l'salkan acha kedusha shal tefillas from esrei. Many have the custom right after kedusha to start taking them off already during chazar tashatz. Mikol makom, if you do that, tzrichim lizar l'chavim l'shmo chazar tefillas. Be very, very careful to pay attention to each bracha and to say amen to shmur esrei chazar tashatz while removing the tefillin. Then he says, Sif Katan Ches She'en. This is going on the Ramah, who says, when the opinions who say to wear a tefillin during Chol HaMoed, to say bracha, but say the bracha quietly. So the Mishnah Berurah explains, Perish, what it means to say is, Mishum Deyesh Manichim Veyesh She'en Manichim. Some people wear tefillin, and some people don't wear tefillin during Chol HaMoed. O Ein Mavarchim. Some people wear them and don't say the bracha. So for that reason, since there are a number of different customs, Yesh Levarch Bechashai, one should say the bracha quietly, kadei shelo yavo lidei machlokas, so there shouldn't be a whole dispute erupting in shul. V'chein lo yelech behem b'shus harabim lebeis knesset. So too, those who have the custom to, I saw this in Queens a number of times, the Sfardim would walk out of the house in the morning with towels and tefillin on to go to shul. If you have such a custom, don't do that in a Chol HaMoed. Try to minimize the wearing of it, minimizing the publicity of wearing tefillin in a Chol HaMoed. V'achronim, who in the Prima Gadim Machzeh Shekel, they hold his schema, they all agree, L'dasa Taz, the Yosef Tov, L'nichem B'li Bracha. The best practice is what our custom is, those who wear tefillin, is to say it, to wear it without saying a bracha. That's what the Ashkenazim do, who wear tefillin. Ki ha-brachos einam akos u'savik brachos l'akel. Because you still go to the mitzvah without saying a bracha, and since it's a savik in the first place, we should avoid saying bracha. The halacha is savik brachos l'akel. U'beprachah grozal kasuv, Shein ledasa yesh omrim ikir b'shas. The Gra holds that this yesh omrim of the Ramah has no base in shas at all. There's no base at all to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. But korpanim, that's why in Eretz Yisrael, they always have minhag Gra. They do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed throughout Eretz Yisrael. But korpanim, leidin bracha bevadai yesh lahachmir. If you want to wear tefillin, you certainly should not say a bracha on Chol HaMoed. Gam kodem ha-nacha yachshu b'dayto. Before a person wears a tefillin during Chol HaMoed, very, very important, you should have in mind the following. If I'm chayv in mitzvah tefillin, then I'm wearing the tefillin for the purpose of mitzvah. But im lav, if I'm not chayv in the mitzvah, ain't ani manich in the shem mitzvah, I'm not wearing them for the purpose of mitzvah, I'm just stam wearing them. This way you're yotzei all opinions. Even those who hold that you don't wear tefillin in Chol HaMoed, Eino over al baltosif. You won't violate the iser baltosif of wearing extra days. Came which eino mechayvin panachas on the shem. It's bivadai. Since you're having the tanai here, you're saying if I'm not mechayv the mitzvah, I'm having kavana not to be yotze. So then there is no violation of baltosif to satisfy those opinions as well. The kol shekain shein lachosh bezel iser zilzul shel os chalamorid, and certainly a person shouldn't be concerned of the zilzul chalamorid. There's that gamkin eino el b'tmiskavin l'shem mitzvah kanal. The only time there's a zilzul if you have kavana dafka to yotze the mitzvah. But if you make such a tanai that if there's no mitzvah tefillin, I'm not being mekayv the mitzvah, then there's no problem of zilzul as well. What about tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam, says the Mishnah Berurah? With tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam during Chol HaMoed, ein lanichem v'Chol HaMoed. Even if you hold that you do wear regular tefillin Shirashi in Chol HaMoed, you should not wear tefillin the Rabbeinu Tam on Chol HaMoed. Od kasuv achron, the achronim write further, the ein nachon jebeis kenesis achas k'tzasim yanichu tefillin k'tzasim lo yanichem. It's not a good practice. We're in one shul, at least one minyan, that some people are wearing tefillin, others are not. Mishum lo siskodu, it's different factions within one shul. And the practice that people have is that in Ezes Nashim, they split up with mechitza, or Ezes Nashim, they have a separation of those who don't wear tefillin. Those who do not wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed, if he's davening in a shul that wears tefillin, which is really usually the opposite these days, but if he's davening in a place that does wear tefillin, he should actually wear tefillin without a bracha, even though his custom is to not wear tefillin in general. Those who are accustomed to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed should not change, should not feel pressured from others, since many, especially nowadays, many don't wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. They should not feel pressured and really stand strong on the minhag to always wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. Okay.